Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. This is about you, empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Hello, Benny over there.
Hi, how are good you? Day.
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you, as usual.
Great. It's fun to be here. And, you know, today is a show that I've been looking forward to because it's a show with somebody I know quite well. And that always sort of shifts the dynamics of a conversation. So I think that I'm actually going to have to be more careful than usual.
Uh-oh.
You might want to have your hand on that bleep button in case.
Really? It's going to be what? All right. Okay. You gave everyone forewarning, including myself.
Well, I welcome you, whether you're listening from KKNW here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, Cable Radio Network, or of course from Transformation Talk Radio or through the archives. You know, you can always catch my archives on ChristineUpchurch.com, also StellarReflections.com, TransformationTalkRadio.com. So you may be listening one way or another, but today I think you're going to be glad that you are listening. Now, you know, I've started to think in terms of what makes a good connection with another person, you know? And one of the things I've discovered is that whether we're talking about a romantic relationship or a friendship, it seems like when you meet, you already know on some level. And it's really not a process of getting to know the other person and then deciding you like them. But it's like you know right away that you already like them. And it's really a discovery process about why. And my guest today fits that bill perfectly. She and I have worked together for many years. And when we first met, I knew that not only was she a bright light, but that I was going to be good friends with her. And I'm so glad that we got that chance to connect and things have unfolded. And she's like a buddy, but also a colleague. And she has lots of gifts to share. So my guest today is Sabrina Fritz. Sabrina is an intuitive coach. She's also a healer, an amazing healer, somebody I've called upon many times myself. She co-teaches Authenticity Rising, 5 Fun Steps to True Empowerment with me. And she's also a contributing author to Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And she's speaking to me today from her home on the mountaintop in Colorado. Sabrina Fritz, welcome.
Well, hello, Christine. I'm bursting at the seams right now.
And, you know, when you hear our voices together, you may say, oh, sounds kind of familiar. Well, Sabrina and I hosted our own radio show together for quite some time, Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. So if you get the sense of deja vu, you know, there's a good reason for that.
Well, I love how you talked about relationships and how you just know that there's something and you want to find out why. And we have had that fun discovery process and continue to learn more about each other. But I remember the time when we found out we have the same birthday. We share the same birth date.
Yes. Well, you know, a few years apart, mind you, but the same date. It was surprising and yet not surprising at all.
It was kind of like one of those big aha. Of course, now it all makes so much sense.
And our boss at the time was sitting at the table when we discovered that. And he just kind of nodded his head and he said, of course you do.
Now he had 2 to contend with.
Exactly. His life has never been the same since. Yes.
But it's been such a fun discovery process. And I love how you said, you know, catch my archives. Uh-huh. Did you ever think that you would say that?
No.
It sounds almost like an STD. he kind of cast my archives.
Or not.
But
you can drop it if you want.
Yeah,
they're not contagious, I promise. Although, if you listen to one, you might want another. So they might be addictive.
And it's so wonderful that we can do that at our own time, because that's the thing. I have such a hard time listening live,
right.
And, you know, just even being on live.
Yes.
We know what we had to go through to get onto the show at noon, right?
My time
and 11 your time. So.
I know. And we were like driving in the car talking to each other. Oh, you're going to get there on time. Oh, I think I will too, you know. Yes. And so it's all perfect. And I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, how things have unfolded for us. But first, I want to get into a little bit about your background, because you know, when I introduced you as the healer, the intuitive life coach. You didn't start out in a career going in that direction, did you?
No. I started out, with Catholic school first.
Right.
But after that, I did end up in a career with human resources. And, you know, very mainstream, very safe, but also an opportunity for me to enhance my nurturing side, because human resources walks that little line of making sure all the employees' needs are met while all the owners' and bosses' needs are met as well.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's quite the balance to strike.
It is. Well, I'm perfect for a type A control freak. All the documentation was in order, you know,
right.
Very organized, made sure that all my employees did receive what they needed, and I often sacrificed my own personal happiness because of the hours I put in, things like that. And
uh-huh.
I was definitely stressed in that career, very much so.
I think a lot of people listening can probably relate to that.
Yeah, and, you know, I know it's no shortage of stress in the world, and it, even more so, it just continues to seem like it can pile on until you get to that breaking point. And that's what happened to me. I got to my breaking point, and when I was looking for something more in this world, like so many of us do, what's my purpose? Why am I here?
Right.
You know, I ended up in a rollover accident, which got my attention.
Uh-huh.
And it was my wake-up call, exactly what I needed at the time to, as it was put to me, get me to focus on what's really important in my life.
Yes. So through that wake-up call, rude awakening that it was, I'm sure, how did that shift your perspective on life?
Pretty much shifted it pretty rapidly, and I continued to grow and expand. I knew immediately that I was protected in that accident, along with my two daughters. There was no doubt in my mind we were divinely protected. And so for a control freak, that is a wonderful insight. It really
yes.
gets you to the point going, oh, I don't have to figure this out for everybody. I don't have to take on the responsibility of making sure everyone needs it. Are met at, even at the sacrifice of my own.
Right. But of course, during the middle of the accident,
ooh.
You were no longer in control, and you had no choice but to let go.
Oh, yes, and I did, and I didn't let go very easily. Actually, I held onto the steering wheel very tightly to make sure that the car held in place when we rolled over and didn't crush us.
Oh dear,
that was my intention.
Uh-huh.
But I did. I knew it was happening during the accident, and even though I did try to control it not happening, it was inevitable at that point. And that's when I even said, if something happens to one of my daughters, I'm not staying.
Mm-hmm.
I had this silent conversation. I knew I didn't want to live that lesson in this lifetime
right.
of losing a loved one, child. And I did. I had to let go and say, okay, here we go. And that divine protection came in, and we walked away from that accident. Well, the ambulance took us away, but that was a precautionary thing. So
uh-huh.
literally, we were protected from a lot of physical harm, and I am grateful that I didn't have to go through that physical loss or trauma to get to what's important in life, and that is to let go
mm-hmm.
and trust.
You know, Sabrina, years ago when I was facing cancer, I was doing what I thought was the right thing, you know. The doctors didn't have anything to offer me at that point, and they said eventually I'd be on chemo the rest of my life. I know you know the story, and my listeners probably do it too at this point. But
well,
I had
a horrible prognosis.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, you know, I was in my 20s at the time, and I'm thinking, this isn't my life plan. I want to shift my life. And so I was doing all the things that at that stage were really cutting edge, and there were just a handful of books out there about the mind-body connection. I was meditating, you know, visualizing light going through my body, visualizing healing. And shifted my diet. I mean, I was doing all the right things. You know, I was trying to control it all. And it was getting worse and worse. And at one point, I just had this moment where I grieved the loss of control, and I burst into tears. And it was this very emotional, cathartic moment where I was just letting go of the control and grieving the loss of being in control of my body. And it was in that moment when I got this message from Spirit, from Source, whatever you want to call it, that now I understood it, that letting go was an essential part of co-creating a movement forward in a positive direction.
You know, it really is. And I love that, the feeling that I can sense the feeling that you had when you let go in that moment, the relief, the shoulders start to relax.
Right.
You know, you can breathe again. You feel lighter, physically lighter in your body when you actually learn to just let go.
But don't you think that people resist it because they think that if they let go, then things are going to go to, you know, heck
in a handbasket?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I did. I really did. I had that belief that if I didn't make sure that, you know, all of my children, my three children and my husband and my employees were all behaving and acting in the way that they needed to and getting the things done that they needed to do, then my life would be miserable. Mm-hmm. And I was doing all those things, orchestrating their lives at the sacrifice of my own. I wasn't even taking any time for myself. I was so busy worrying about everyone else.
So you shifted that.
Absolutely. Probably a little too much. No, I don't think that's possible.
So that,
but yes, I definitely shifted that. And it wasn't immediate. It wasn't like I walked away from that car accident and, hello, I'm healed. I'm no longer a control freak.
Right.
It has been a process, and it continues to be a process. There's no shortage of opportunities to let go.
Right. Well, when we come back, I'm going to want to chat a little bit more with you, Sabrina, about why it is you're so passionate about authenticity and what it is for others to take these concepts and apply them to daily life when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing the story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thanes, D-R, T is Tom, H-A-I-N is Nancy, at wellnessone, that's WellnessOne.net.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I've got Sabrina Fritz as my guest today. Sabrina Fritz is a contributing author of Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And she's also my colleague, my partner in fun, shall we say, and a dear friend. She and I have developed this process called Authenticity Rising. Sabrina, why is authenticity so important for the individual?
Well, because oftentimes I think what we're doing is we're living the life that everyone else expects of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have multiple masks. You know, we present ourselves one way at home, a different way at work, a different way at school, you name it. And we're multifaceted beings, but ultimately we're never really being authentic when we are displaying the behavior that we expect others to be able to appreciate or approve of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, when we're saying about being authentic, it's not about being mean, you know, because we can speak our truth with love.
Absolutely.
And it is about being able to say, you know, I'm imperfect. We have this belief that we need to be perfect, that we can only show the perfect side. We can't admit our mistakes. We don't want to even admit that we have mistakes or show them.
Well, don't you think that sort of stems from this... The way so many people parent, it's like, you don't get love from me, complete love from me, unless you do this right, unless you behave in a certain way. And we start to equate in our minds as children, oh, receiving love is conditional upon pleasing others.
Oh, absolutely. And animals will even mirror that for us.
In what way?
In that they, you know, they want to please you by doing, you know, what you ask them to do in order to be rewarded.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're always doing that. And you're absolutely right. It's a conditioned response. We come into this world as a bright new baby in this beautiful new body, ready to play in this playground, absolutely loving ourselves.
Right.
Accepting ourselves for who we are, knowing who we are.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then we slowly unlearn who we are.
Yeah.
And then if we're diligent, we find a way back to learning who we are, going back to what we knew as a baby.
Right. And I know that there are very conscious parents out there who are raising their children in a new way. But even, you know, those of us who have applied these very conscious parenting techniques, we're still imperfect beings. And so our children still have to break through aspects of the conditioning and trusting that they're worthy of getting what they want.
Absolutely. And we are still scarring our children. Absolutely.
You know? Oh, goody. The guilt of a mother.
And that maternal guilt is absolutely what kept me doing what I was doing, living a typical life. And that typical life was the career, raising three children, you know, having the mortgage, the car payments, all those things. And I was not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, you know, the old thing is, if mom is not happy, nobody's happy.
Right.
Go ahead.
And it doesn't, that's not even if you behave badly around your kids. There's this energetic aspect. You may act like the perfect mother, but children are going to pick up energetically that there's something off kilter, that you're not being authentic, that you're not happy inside.
That's right. Absolutely. And kids are... wonderful teachers.
Yes.
They are the ones who will teach us what we need to do to be a better person.
And you've got dogs in your life, too.
So excited.
Kyra was like, absolutely, you need to be a better person.
Kyra's one of your dogs, right?
Yes, she is. And something got her attention, so yes, she ran outside. But it is important that I have had to teach my children now how important it is for me to take time for myself.
Uh-huh.
Before, I was doing everything for my kids. And actually, I can see with my adult children, they still haven't unlearned the fact that they need to do things for themselves sometimes.
Right.
And what are we doing? That's not being authentic. We are not expressing who we are and our needs by the sacrificing ourselves for others.
Yes. So does that mean we just become selfish people if we actually are serving ourselves?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I promote being selfish, and uh-huh. that's totally against everything I learned in Catholic school. That's totally
against... You know where you're going for that.
Exactly. You're, no, that's not what you do. You have to be selfless. You have to serve others. You have to care for others' needs first. And, you know, the whole giving and receiving dynamic, when you're out of balance, that's when you have the nervous breakdowns. That's when you attract physical ailments and diseases that you'd rather not have because mm-hmm. you're not taking care of your basic needs.
Right.
And yes, be selfish enough to care that you feel good no matter what, and then others will be able to feel good because of that.
Yes, it has an amazingly positive ripple effect, doesn't it?
It does. It really is so against what I ever thought it could be, but it is exactly what it needs to be, and it makes perfect sense. When we love and care for ourselves first, put that oxygen mask on ourselves, we are better equipped to help and take care of others.
Right. And that doesn't mean that, you know, we won't have times when we actually have to push beyond our limit to care for somebody we love. But more often than not, I think we have a tendency to get out of balance and allow the obligations of life to come first and at the expense of our needs sometimes.
Yeah, and those obligations of life can also come from the false programming that we're unworthy.
Yes.
And that by doing those good things and for others in the world, then we are showing that we're worthy of love. Mm-hmm. All those things goes back to really looking outside of ourselves for approval.
Right, yeah.
And we don't even approve of ourselves. And if we don't approve of ourselves, we'll never get it from anyone else.
Right, and even when we do get it from other people, it still isn't going to fill that void completely because then we need it from another person and another person, or it needs to come in a different way from that person. And so until we've filled that void in ourselves, within ourselves, it's going to be this endless need to be filled.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, trying to fill the void, it comes in all kinds of bad habits, like shopping or addictions and mm-hmm. things like that. And so it becomes very self-destructive trying to fill the void, which is within us already. We just have to tune in and connect to it.
Right. Well, you and I talk a lot in our program about paying attention to our physical body sensations, also about pay attention to our emotions. So, you know, Sabrina, there are a lot of people out there who talk about how we as humans are supposed to transcend the physical body. We're supposed to transcend our emotions in order to be spiritual. What's your perspective?
Well, I think we will when we leave the physical body. Absolutely. You know, but no, I don't believe that we are supposed to transcend ego or emotions. Our emotions are our best friend. They're mm-hmm. always giving us constant feedback as to exactly where our vibration is. It's like, where is our radio station tuned into? Is uh-huh. it tuned into Happyville or life sucks?
Right. And our vibration is essential. You know, we talk a lot about vibration, but for those of us who are involved in energy healing, like such as you and I, we know that there's this vibration that surrounds a person. There are patterns that people get stuck in. There's like this, these sensations you feel around a person. And it actually, this vibration is what attracts person's circumstances into his or her life.
Yes. I mean, it's like a magnet. A giant magnet's going to attract to you exactly where you're focused.
Right. So we want a clear vibration.
Exactly. And, you know, it comes from life experience. That's where our vibration is tuned in, is based on our life experience.
Uh-huh.
And all those contrasting experiences that we've had through the years.
You know,
I can tell you, I carried that victim vibration for many years. Whew, and that was not a fun one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And that manifested in a lot of really bad ways, didn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Outside of my home and within my home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you transcend that?
A lot of forgiveness to start out with. Forgiveness mm-hmm. for myself for not loving myself and putting myself into situations where I allowed others to mistreat me, you know. And it wasn't, I could no longer blame them for those mm-hmm. situations. I had to look at myself and where I fell short in my love for myself. And that's exactly where it came down to. I had low self-esteem, so I attracted abusive relationships.
Right. Boy, I know a lot of people have a hard time hearing that, but it's actually quite empowering to know that.
It is empowering, and it is, you know, it's one of those things that people, when you say you create your own reality, then they, you know, they tense up and they get a little upset because they've not had the reality that they would like to have had.
Mm-hmm.
Or they know someone, especially a child, who has been victimized in some way, and it's like, this is not true. Well, we all come into this world for certain reasons and for certain experiences and possibly certain lessons. I'm not sure how that all works. But I know that when you take that responsibility for saying, oh, my gosh, I can see how I brought this into my life, it is the most empowering thing and also the most loving thing you can do for yourself,
mm-hmm.
because it's self-acceptance.
And it doesn't mean that if we brought it into our lives that we deserve it.
That's it. Exactly. It's not punishment. It's just simply the information now comes in and you have that awareness that, that's where my vibration was at. You know, for me, it was because I had no self-esteem from years of being told I wasn't good enough from the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
The coulda, shoulda, woulda upbringing
right.
I had.
Right.
You know, things like that. And so by the time I was 18, 19, you know, I was searching for any type of happiness, and I had a lot of struggles in my early adulthood.
Mm-hmm. As I think many people do.
Yes, absolutely.
But many don't get beyond those. They're in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and still stuck in those same old patterns.
And yeah, and the only way you can break through is through a determination of having a new level of consciousness and awareness of, around the way things have been, and really tuning into those emotions and feelings that people want to get rid of.
Right. And we actually have a five-step process called Authenticity Rising, five fun steps to true empowerment that we're going to be teaching here in the Seattle area. When we return after this short break, let's chat some about how this process came about, how it was sort of downloaded, and how people can learn this and how it might benefit them when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com, on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's MYCHAELShane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Now, if you want to tune in via the KKNW website, you can go to 1150kknw.com. So you can actually tune in and listen, or you can actually look at the video cam to answer really important questions like, what color shirt do I have on today? And am I still drinking my coffee at this time of day? Or perhaps if I switch to water? So that's 1150kknw.com. Now we're back on with my guest, my friend, my colleague, Sabrina Fritz. Now, Sabrina, you know, back in 2011, you and I were beginning to understand how essential it is for us individually to get in tune with our authenticity and to begin to apply it within our lives, to step further and further into our authenticity. And we decided we wanted to bring some of our insights to the world through a workshop. Can you share the story about how this sort of unfolded between us and how we created this process?
Oh, absolutely. It was a fun process to create. And, you know, it was our inspiration, that bolt of lightning that, you know, everything is being illuminated right now, everything, including the shadow side, which means your not-so-pretty features are going to be shown, too.
Yeah, oh, goody.
Which means you have to own them. That's all.
Right.
Just simply own them. And by recognizing and acknowledging them, then they aren't the problem that they can be when we try to suppress it. Anything we resist or suppress becomes, you know, a problem when it rises to the surface.
Uh-huh.
So when we were creating this wonderful workshop, you were out here in Colorado visiting at my home in the mountains here. And I remember that I gave you one of those ionic foot baths
in the morning
when you got out of bed because we're trying to detoxify you for something.
Right, right. And that was just ghastly. It's like,
it was really gross.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
If you've never had one of those, it's an interesting experience.
It really is. But it was good for you. It cleansed you out. And I remember we watched the movie with my youngest daughter, Tabitha, Mr. McGorium's Wonder Emporium, which is a fun, playful movie.
Yes.
Then had a nice lunch. Then we went outside and meditated on some of those big rocks in my backyard. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I love the Colorado sunshine.
And, you know, you and I could have got to that place of, well, my time there is limited. We want to create this workshop. We should get to it. We should hop to it, get to work. But we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. We didn't do any of those shoulda things. We didn't shit on ourselves. And you shouldn't shit on yourself. It's unpleasant.
I like that. We didn't shit on ourselves.
No, don't shit on yourself. Not good. But so, and that was the thing. We knew we had things to do, but our heart was calling us to be playful and just to be in the moment and without any kind of schedule. And by honoring that, then I made this wonderful meal for dinner and grilled it. It was great. Chicken, all that, you know, and my husband comes home from work and I'm like, okay, I think we're ready to work now.
Uh-huh, right.
And he occupied Tabitha and we had our time. I think within an hour and a half, we downloaded the entire workshop format.
I know. It was amazing. And you and I were kind of looking at each other, sort of playing off of each other, and you'd get an idea and I'd get an idea. We'd say it back and forth and our eyes are getting bigger and bigger. Like, wow. This is really good. This is really good.
This is really easy.
Yes, I know. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Well, that was an hour and a half, 2 hours. And, yes, there's been a whole lot of refinement since then.
Course.
But this was the structure of the workshop and the substance, the basic substance and the process that has been so helpful for you and me as well as for those who've already taken the workshop before.
Exactly. And it comes from play. And that's the thing. We don't have to work so hard at all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good thing to remember. I had Martha Beck on as my guest a couple weeks ago, and she was saying the same thing. And she was talking about how businesses are changing and what's going to be valued going into the future is very, very different. How play is going to be essential, but also how play is important for the creative process. And she said that when she has her virtual meetings with people, first thing she says is, are you lying down? And if they say no, they have to lie down. And then she says, are you well rested? And if somebody answers no, they have to get off the call. You know, and
I love that.
And so there are people who are really beginning to understand this. And it was one of those times that was very illuminating for me to sort of just watch it unfold and watch the inspiration come through. And in that playful state, it came through very easily.
It did. did. And that's the thing. It's like we have this idea that we have to have a specific schedule. We have to dedicate a certain amount of hours. And, you know, you and I are both writing books, co-authoring one.
Right.
And we're writing our own. And, you know, the process is long and it does take some time. But if we were to sit there and go, okay, you need to sit down and type for 2 hours. Nothing would come through. I mean, I could type for 2 hours.
Yeah, and I could write stuff, but it'd be all from my left brain, all analytic.
Exactly, and nobody's going to want to read it. Nobody's going to want to edit it.
Yeah,
to get it to a place where it needs to be this divine wisdom coming through. And so now, you know, it's like I kind of approach it. I get outside, I breathe some fresh air, hike in the mountains a little bit. You know, I put on some essential oils, some calming music, and then I sit down and I do it. And if it's not coming, I get up and I do something else.
Right. Right. Well, in our workshop, we talk a lot about how everything is information. And when something's not, like, flowing easily, that's good information, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good information. You're obviously blocking something. Something is blocked.
Or the time isn't right.
Right, exactly. You know, there's obstacles for a reason. Or it's not the right path because there's something else. There's all kinds of reasons why it's not flowing or possibilities. And it's not to figure it out, to take a step back from it and get a bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that comes from just going outside for a walk or doing something that's playful for you, whatever that is.
Right. And I think it's very empowering when we can come from both the place of the person experiencing whatever it is we're experiencing, but also being in that place of observing. Because as the witness, as the observer of our own lives, our own emotions, our own circumstances, it allows us to perceive all that information of experience very differently and helps us to make more empowered decisions for us ourselves and to empower us in our lives in new ways.
Yeah, it's almost like counting to 10 before you speak.
Ah.
You know, you're taking that step back, you're catching your breath, and then all of a sudden you have new information that the knee-jerk reaction is only necessary when it's a life or death situation. You know?
But please don't count to 10 while we're talking on the radio, okay, Sabrina?
Oh, I won't. Cause I do in my head probably a lot. I try to. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like we feel like we need to respond immediately, but why not look at all the information and make the informed decision, gain the clarity we need? You know, we're many of us are walking around in a fog from our to-do list because we're so overwhelmed by how many items we have to take care of.
Right. And as we observe our emotions, are there good emotions and bad emotions?
Well, you know, one would say that there are no good emotions or bad emotions. They're all just emotions, and they're all part of the duality, so they're all needed and necessary, and that's what I believe.
Uh-huh.
Now, we tend to label them as good or bad just because we categorize things. But, you know, to me, sometimes anger is the most appropriate response I can have to a situation. It helps me to release some resistance, to move through it, and and to process it, because it's not an instantaneous. I don't always go right to love. And it's sometimes a process, and it's okay. We want to work our way up to that feeling of love, because it's not, if we were always in this unconditional love state, we probably wouldn't be in the physical body anymore.
Right. And if we try to just sort of bypass our emotions such as anger, then we're truly not in that space of coming from a place of love, because it's that other stuff still within us and has not been released to open to the flow of love, of light, of energy that moves through us.
That's it, exactly. And our body will hold on to it and wait till we're, you know, we stuff enough of it down there to turn into something to get our attention. But yeah, you're right, that flow. And that's the thing, when we keep our heart open to life and to to experience, all the good, all the bad, everything flows through. We don't hold on to anything. And I really think that's essential, not to hold on to anything. How many people hold on to the one really good thing that ever happened in their life, and they don't move forward and grow? We're supposed to grow and expand.
Right. Yeah, and not stay stagnant. And when we stay stagnant, we end up...
so bad.
Yeah, it is unpleasant on some level. I mean, it may seem like, okay, we're living the same life and things should be great because they were great once. I experienced it as greatness and now it feels mundane. It feels like it's not enough. I feel like I'm not enough. It's our automatic yearning to become more and more of who we're truly meant to be, which is our authenticity.
Yes, absolutely. Our soul is constantly calling us to be ourselves and to share ourselves fully.
And the emotions, like something like anger, you're talking about experiencing anger. That's one of those emotions that there are a lot of people out there who claim to be very spiritual, and yet they say anger is not appropriate. You know, the anger, if we're feeling it, it's our truth. And it can mean one of two things. It can be something like, okay, well, there's something out of balance here. I need to set some boundaries. Or it could be coming from a place of reactivity, like, you know, from our woundedness. Either way, as the observer, we can look down at this, at ourselves experiencing this and say, well, which is this here? If it's just setting boundaries, then we can, you know, release that energy of the anger and then calmly set the boundary. And if we're feeling really reactive, it's like, oh, look at this wound. This is something that needs to be looked at. This is needs to be something to be cared for and to be fully expressed so that we can actually heal it.
Exactly. And I tell you what, if you're over the age of 6, you have woundedness. I can't imagine not.
Yeah, I agree.
Even under the most enlightened and aware parenting, like you say, we're still human.
Yes.
And I think the greatest gift we can give is imperfection as a parent.
Ah, I want to talk more about imperfection and its gifts when we return. But before we get into break, Sabrina, can you share with our listeners what your website is?
Yes, it's www.sabrinafritz.com, and it's SabrinaFritz.com. But if your mind doesn't let you spell it right, you'll still find me. I have a forwarding for
cool.
Fritz with a Z.
And also, you can find our combined website, our Authenticity Rising workshop website at AuthenticityRising.com. And we're going to talk more about imperfection and stepping into authenticity when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ in the Northeast, Transformation Talk Radio, and Cable Radio Network. I'm talking today with Sabrina Fritz, my partner in fun with our Authenticity Rising stuff and dear friend, colleague. She is the author of Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. She's a contributing author to that, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women, and she shared some of her inspiring story today. Now, Sabrina, before we went to break, you were talking to us about the value of imperfection. Can you expand upon that?
Well, and that's about being authentic, being vulnerable, or the willingness to be vulnerable. Our imperfections are part of the whole. You know, I think of some of the things, my characteristics or defects, as others might call them, that aren't necessarily considered perfect. And when I don't embrace those, I'm not complete. I'm not whole. Uh-huh. I'm not accepting myself. And our imperfections in our human state is a natural thing. And when we teach our children and we show our children, yeah, we're not perfect either. We don't have all the answers. That is doing the best thing for them, because oftentimes as parents, we pretend to know what's best.
Right.
And we don't actually have all the answers.
Yes. And we are afraid sometimes as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's important
and
for kids to see that.
And willing to show our imperfections. That doesn't mean go out and make a fool of yourself and, you know, potentially make mistakes that could harm others or things like that. But just by having the courage just to be yourself in all of your glory,
mm-hmm.
your imperfections will shine as much as your perfections.
Yes. Well, you know, the late Debbie Ford, who's just so wonderful in the gifts that she shared during her life here, talks about embracing the shadow. And once we begin to embrace our shadows, then not only does it allow us to be more balanced and more loving, not only with ourselves, but with others, it also allows us to see the gift within the shadow, because with each imperfection, so to speak, there's actually benefits.
There are so many benefits. That's the thing. When we embrace our own imperfections, we're more willing to accept others and their imperfections,
right,
or our perception of their imperfections.
Right. And we can understand how these shadows, you know, how these imperfections came to be, and recognize the beauty of the gifts that have come from that wisdom, that understanding of it's, you know, it was just a part of our process and there was something good that came out of it.
Yeah.
And transcending them can be very powerful as well.
Well, and that's it. When you transcend something, it's like you embrace it, you hold it, you own it as your own.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it's no longer, you're no longer a prisoner of it, because there are aspects of myself that I don't think I'll ever share with others. I try not to. But I realize they're there. And I see them, especially when I'm criticizing somebody else for having them.
Mm-hmm.
That means I own that. And when I look at that honestly, I'm like, yeah, you know, I am a human having an experience here.
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual being is not always perfect in the human form.
So with the Authenticity Rising process, you know, early on, we had named it Authenticity Rising, but it wasn't until much later when we were working on our book proposal for this that we actually added the second part. And I think that you were the one who named the second part, Five Fun Steps to True Empowerment. We've been talking a lot about how authenticity is the path to empowerment. Why did you add the five fun steps? I mean, the fun steps portion of it.
Well, you know, we saw the different areas where it's important to be authentic and how they attribute to being the person you're supposed to be in this world. And those steps came about because they're fun and playful. And that's the thing. We are meant to experience joy in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
We are freedom-seeking beings and playful beings. That's, I think, why we start as a child and not as an old person and go backwards like Benjamin Button.
Uh-huh.
You know, we start out young and playful and the world is our oyster. And somehow we lose sight of that. And when we get back into that fun, playful state, the world is our oyster.
Yes, it is. And, you know, with our process, it's not only about digging within and exploring, like, which voices are authentic and which voices belong to somebody else and what is my authentic desire. We talk about moving through fear and all that, but it's about a process that's to be implemented not only on the big picture of our life, but also on a moments-to-moments basis. And I don't know that there's anything else out there that does that.
I don't know either, and I've read a lot of self-help books, but uh-huh. it's definitely applied on a moment-to-moment basis. And in every moment, we have an opportunity to experience joy or not.
Right.
So So it's like we sift through those things, and those steps help us sift through those things. And that's not to say that there's not going to be some growing pains that come with this work and this process, because there is. But ultimately, nothing that's going to cause too much trauma or anything. In fact, you'll be able to move through and transcend some of the trauma from the past by stepping through that fear that's been holding us back because of it.
Right. And, you know, fear is a big one, and we spend a lot of time, you know, working on that aspect of it. And there are entire books out there and entire week-long workshops on moving through fear. But it is the thing that I think that keeps us from expressing ourselves authentically.
Yeah, it allows us to play small and remain small, definitely, and to hide behind the mask that we feel is the most appropriate.
Ah, yes, those masks. Now, I was speaking to somebody recently who is an actress, and she said that she sometimes finds it confusing, like trying to find out where she ends and where her character begins, and you know, how is their overlap? And I think it's really interesting, because when we can actually view ourselves as actors within our own lives, and of course, this is not a dress rehearsal, this is the actual performance, folks, and see, okay, am I really expressing myself, or am I putting on just this facade, this persona, this mask, as you called it?
And that's it. I think most of us are living in some form of denial of the life that we are meant to express based on what others are expecting from us.
So do you think this comes down to worthiness?
I know for me it did, absolutely, and I do think for many people it does. You know, we're born worthy, and we lose sight of our worthiness. We're taught that we're imperfect and wrong and not loved when we do things wrong. And so, yes, absolutely. Our unworthiness can create us to do it's very driving and very motivating. Our unworthiness actually can create very successful people in the world.
Right. Successful people who end up developing cancer or have terrible relationships or, you know, find themselves just feeling so empty and filling their emptiness with some sort of addictive substance. Success doesn't necessarily equate with happiness and centeredness.
No, it doesn't. And it's fascinating how we get to that point in our lives when we say, I'm really looking for something more. And you could have the best house, the best family, the best job, but something is still missing. Right. And that's that key, that authenticity. And because you're not living your sole purpose.
And the yearning, that inner yearning, is the calling.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It can start out as a whisper, but it gets much louder after a while.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. You and I learned that the hard way a few times, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been hit over the head a few times.
So, you know, we've offered this workshop in various locations, and we're bringing this workshop back to the Seattle area. So if you live in the Seattle area or you'd like to come visit the Seattle area, April 27th, you and I are teaming up yet again for an Authenticity Rising workshop. And so if people have more questions about this, you can go and read our little blurb on AuthenticityRising.com or go to StellarReflections.com and find the telephone number there and call the office to register. It's really simple, and you can get more information from our office manager there. And, you know, Sabrina, it's going to be a lot of fun to be playing again.
I know. I can't wait. I'm very excited, and I love to come to Seattle to visit and visit you, and there's other people there that I've now become close to just from the workshops and the work that we do. And
right.
I really look forward to this. I think it's been a few months now, and it's time, and it's a new year that we're doing this in. And I just know that more and more people are ready to let go of the BS and be who they are.
Right. I agree. And I think that we're all called to it one way or another. And it's an opportunity to take a day. It's a Saturday workshop. Just take a day for yourself and focus on what it is you truly want and find your authentic voice and learn some tools to express yourselves, to experience the life that you want. And that's all that we're here for, you know, on some level. Yes, yes, we have sole purpose to connect with others and to help others out, but it's all in terms of our own soul blueprint, so to speak. And I think it's so important that we show up for that, because that's ultimately what helps the most on this planet, is showing up for who we're meant to be.
Absolutely. and then it gives others permission to do the same.
Right.
And what a wonderful world that would be.
Great. So, again, it's April 27th. Now, Sabrina, can you share your website one more time?
Yes, it's sabrinafritz.com, SabrinaFritz.com.
Right. And if you'd like more information about the workshop, you can call my office at 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Thanks so much, Sabrina, for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you, Christine. It's been fun playing with you on the air again.
Yes, it has been fun. And I can't wait to see you. And folks, I hope you join me again here on the Christine Upchurch Show next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.